Now, Robbo, we touched on it before. I've made jokes at your expense about it, but the report, talk us through that. Are you back from a two-week suspension? Then that happens. What? Tell us about the actual incident. Your feet weren't actually off the ground, were they, when you made contact?
Yeah, it's a hard one. Trying to figure out how I can put it without getting in trouble, but I spoke to Lee straight after the incident, and he said I didn't get him high. It was more of a whiplash factor. So
which Lee is this?
Lee Adams.
Okay.
So I spoke to him, and then even the next day I texted him just to make sure before we went to tribunal how he was feeling and stuff. And the medical reports were just whiplash, sore neck and stuff. But I was pretty confident on the night that I got him just across the chest and the shoulder, and his neck went like kind of his neck area. But
yeah, which as far as you understand it is legitimate.
Which I thought was legal, and I was So we had a couple of days off after the game, and just to find out on the Monday when I was in Tassie that the match review panel offered me 2 weeks and that we were going to take it because, you know, we've seen a couple of incidents where, you know, they've copped more than three. So I can't do much about it now. I just got to, you know, put it back and get some fitness and stuff up in a couple of weeks again, do what I do to came back last time, and hopefully come back straight in the team against, I think it might be against Geelong or someone like that. So a couple of weeks' time, yeah.